This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Renowned violinist Roman Totenberg is turning 100. The father of NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is known as a living legend among classical musicians and music educators. Totenberg is approaching his 50th anniversary teaching at Boston University, where he still trains young violinists today. BU is throwing a birthday concert for Totenberg at Symphony Hall this Sunday, and as Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa reports, this is becoming almost a ritual.
If this story sounds a little familiar, here's why.
Violinist Roman Totenberg turned 90 last month. Tonight he'll be the featured soloist in a concert celebrating his birthday.
That was 2001.
In Boston tonight, friends, fans, and family will gather to celebrate Roman Totenberg's 95th birthday.
Yes, that was 2006, and this was 30 seconds ago.
Roman Totenberg is turning 100, the father of NPR.
That's a lot of birthdays and a lot of concerts performed in this man's honor.
Each time, probably, they think this is the last one.
At 100, Totenberg is frail, but sharp and good-humored.
Maybe they think it's the last one, too.
Are you going to prove them wrong?
I don't know.
Totenberg's health has declined in the last few years, but as recently as that 2001 tribute, he was up on stage giving the concert, not just listening. His daughter, Nina Totenberg, was there.
And he played so beautifully and got this rave review in the Boston Globe.
Shortly after this performance of Karl Szymanowski's first violin concerto, Roman Totenberg retired from the stage with back problems. He was just a listener at his next birthday concert. Again, Nina Totenberg.
You know, when he turned 95, I think he was sort of ticked off that everybody was paying all this attention to him. But now that he's almost a centenarian, I think he's kind of pleased by it. When he gave that 90th, or maybe the last recital he gave when he was 93, the place was packed, and he turned to us and he said, "You know, they always yell and cheer and stand for you when you are very young or very old, because you can do it at all."
And Roman Totenberg should know. He was just 11 years old when he debuted as a soloist with the Warsaw Philharmonic in his native Poland. That was 1923. His long life has involved a spectacular tour as a prodigy, daring escapes from two world wars. In his extended prime, he played with all the big orchestras, premiered works by all the major composers of the time, rubbed shoulders with celebrities and statesmen. From an era of classical music stars, he was among the brightest.
There are very few left of that generation.
Violinist Peter Zazowski is a colleague of Totenberg's at Boston University.
Yes, he played all those concertos with those great conductors and great composers. But he's also 50 years of teaching here at Boston University, which is incredibly rare because most of the people who played as much as he did don't have the profile of being a great teacher.
At this Sunday's concert, Zazowski will play Bartok's second violin concerto in Totenberg's honor.
And the violin enters very strongly.
Zazowski first learned this notoriously tricky piece for a competition in the mid-70s, judged by Roman Totenberg.
Well, he just said I was very brave. In translation, maybe foolish.
So many violinists have at least one Roman Totenberg story like that. Totenberg's teaching career is so extensive, it's no surprise BU would make a habit of celebrating the man every 5 years. By all accounts, including his own, Totenberg has loved that part of his career.
As teachers, we learn constantly. You explain something to a student, and suddenly it opens your mind, too.
That sound is from a 2001 interview that Totenberg gave on WBUR's old show, The Connection, which at the time had a special guest host.
Today I have the pleasure of interviewing my own father, something I've wanted to do for many years. And this
his daughter, Nina.
Because I've never been your student, thank God. It's enough being your daughter.
Wasn't that wise of me?
Very, very wise of you.
Adam, Nina Totenberg has obviously mastered the art of mimicking her father.
I know. It's an incredibly charming interview, and I'm really glad that we were able to to rescue it from the WBUR archives, and we digitized it. It's online right now for streaming at WBUR.org/Boston. It's a great listen.
And will Nina herself be at Sunday's concert celebrating her father?
Absolutely, as always. Plus, Cokie Roberts, who our listeners certainly know as an NPR senior news analyst, she's going to be there as well. She's a family friend of the Totenbergs, and she's going to MC a special tribute to Roman Totenberg. So this is 7:30 at Symphony Hall on Sunday, and we have a link to ticket info at WBUR.org/Boston.
Adam, thanks for that.
Oh, my pleasure.
Now, Adam alluded to Roman Totenberg's mark on the music world, but Roman Totenberg's full story is really quite a story. So joining me now is Richard Dyer, the retired music critic for the Boston Globe. Hi, Richard.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So we just heard how important Roman Totenberg has been as a teacher of music. How important has he been as a musician?
Well, extremely important, because he was one of the people who saw to it that music didn't stop in 1900 and was associated with at least a dozen prominent 20th century composers. Probably his greatest service was to the violin concerto of Samuel Barber, which was not a success when it was first heard. Barber then revised it, and Roman's playing of the Barber concerto with all of the major American orchestras are what established it in the repertory. He also premiered works by Millot and Penderecki and Honegger.
And so then overall, what would you describe his impact on music being written in the 20th century as being?
Well, he was one of the people who ushered it into being and who presented it to the public in a highly persuasive manner, because he believed in it himself. It's amazing to me that pieces like the Debussy Sonata, which was one of his signature pieces, was not an old piece when he first played it. In his living room, you can see posters and pictures of tours that he undertook with Karol Szymanowski, the greatest Polish composer of that generation, at the piano. Recently, I was at Mr. Totenberg's house filming a bit of a video tribute that's going to be part of the concert on Sunday. And I was about to give a lecture on the great Polish pianist Paderewski, and Paderewski died before I was born. And I asked Roman if he'd ever heard him, and he proceeded to describe a Paderewski recital and also an amusing anecdote of what Paderewski was like at home. So, I mean, this man is living history, and I think the living part is as important as the history part, because he's very present.
Referencing what you just said, in so many ways, the United States of the 20th century was shaped by all those European artists and scientists and academics who came here to escape the wars. Do you think that in the music world, at least, is Roman Totenberg one of the last living members of that wave of Europeans who came here?
Well, I think of the violinists, there's only Ida Haendel, who's of a just a tiny bit younger than Roman. In fact, Roman gave her her first violin lessons, is the last survivor of that generation.
And Ida Haendel will be at the concert on Sunday.
I hope I get to see her.
Richard Dyer, longtime music critic for the Boston Globe, thanks very much for talking with us.
It was a pleasure.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. Our show is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, and Dan Mozzie. Our interns are Griff McNerney and Jason Breslow. Tim Skog is our technical director. The senior producer of Radio Boston is Mark Maven. Iris Adler is our executive producer. And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again next week for more Radio Boston.